Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. If you drink Coke, check the label. Coca-Cola is recalling more than 800 12-packs of original Coke. They could have plastic in them. These cans were manufactured in Milwaukee by Reyes Coca-Cola Bottling, and they were distributed in Wisconsin and Illinois. You can check online to see if the cans you have are included in the recall. Senator Brad Paff has introduced legislation to improve housing access and affordability in Wisconsin by prohibiting hedge funds from purchasing single-family homes. Senator Paff said, "Housing is a bridge to a higher quality of life. Increasing access to affordable housing is essential for employment, economic growth, and building a stronger community." He added, "Working people and families do not often have the resources to compete with large corporate entities that can far outbid prospective home buyers, driving up housing costs in our local communities. This common sense proposal addresses rising housing costs and puts hardworking Wisconsinites first." Senator Paff authored the legislation with Senator Sarah Kieski, Representative Kaylin Hayward, and Representative Karen DeSanto. A Milwaukee woman was taken into custody in Iowa County after attempting to flee authorities. Wednesday night at approximately 11:10, an Iowa County Sheriff's Office deputy conducted a traffic stop on U.S. Highway 18-151. The vehicle was initially stopped for speeding, but the driver refused to roll down windows and acknowledged that she had warrants before she fled the traffic stop. Deputies pursued the fleeing vehicle into Dane County, where law enforcement successfully deployed tire deflation devices. The driver, later identified as Olivia G. Cobb of Milwaukee, refused to comply with officers' commands upon stopping. With assistance from the Dane County Sheriff's Office, Verona Police Department, Mount Horeb Police Department, Mount Horeb Fire, and Mount Horeb EMS, law enforcement worked to bring the situation under control. Monona Police Department's canine unit, Jayco, assisted in taking the suspect into custody after she attempted to flee on foot. A subsequent search of Cobb's vehicle uncovered suspected THC vape devices. She was transported to Upland Hills Hospital for medical evaluation before being booked into the Iowa County Jail, where she remains in custody on an active probation hold from Wisconsin Department of Corrections. Charges against Olivia Cobb in Iowa County Circuit Court include felony battery or threat to a judge, prosecutor, or law enforcement officer, felony fleeing or eluding an officer, misdemeanor charges of resisting or obstructing an officer, possession of THC and possession of drug paraphernalia, operating while under the influence, first offense, 5 counts of felony bail jumping, and 1 count of misdemeanor bail jumping. In addition to these charges, Cobb has multiple outstanding warrants from Waukesha and Milwaukee counties. The Ithaca School District recently held its second annual Career Exploration Day. The event allowed local businesses, educational institutions, and military branches to connect with Ithaca middle and high school students to showcase post-high school career, business, and educational opportunities. Local business owner Rob Richards of Richards Insurance of Ithaca and Reedsburg said he not only likes the event for the students, but also it's good for the Ithaca community.
This is the second time we've been here. It's a wonderful event. It's a great time to connect with kids. It's also a good time to be supportive of the local community.
Richland County Sheriff Clay Porter likes how the Career Exploration Day at Ithaca connects students with the Sheriff's Department.
Well, I think it's important in bringing attention to our field, right? There's not a lot of people entering the field right now, and I think the more people we can connect with and show what we do, the more we can bring our way.
Meredith Bevan is the Ithaca K-12 school counselor. She said the reason for the Career Exploration Day is to show students what jobs are waiting for them.
Well, we want to provide opportunities for the students to just explore all the different opportunities there are out in the world for choices after high school.
Keegan Jones is an Ithaca junior, and he thinks he knows what career he wants to pursue after high school, but still appreciates the scope of the Career Exploration Day. Also, the ties that local businesses have with community members did not go unnoticed by Keegan.
I'm kind of wavering between a few options, but I'm thinking some sort of business, maybe egg business and construction. I just think it's cool that we have all these we're a very small town and we have all these companies coming to our school. And a lot of them are like family members of people at our school. And it's just cool to talk to people, you know, and find out what they do daily and then how you can, you know, do what you want to do, but also stay in the community, which is very important.
The Ithaca Career Exploration Day was open to students from 6th through 12th grade. Sophomore Kierick Thompson's takeaway from the day was his amazement at the number of careers that are available, and not every one of them requires a college degree.
Basically, the big thing that I got out of this is that there's so many different fields that you can go into, and you don't need to go to a four-year or even college at all to do some of these things. There's like endless opportunities to almost whatever field you want to be in. I'm thinking about being like a firefighter. I think that's what interests me as of now, but that might change later on yet. I don't know.
Monica Kirshner is the youth apprenticeship career coach at Ithaca. She summed up the Career Exploration Day at Ithaca in two words.
Relationships and communication, and that's what I love to see amongst our students here at Ithaca, and they did a great job representing their school and talking with, learning more about, discovering all these careers and businesses that we have here in Richland County.
She said without the local businesses coming to Ithaca, there would not be a Career Exploration Day.
Huge shout out and thank you to them for taking time out of their day to come here to talk to our students. They were well equipped. So much demonstrations, hands-on businesses with swag and candy. But no, they did a wonderful job presenting their business to our students to just, like I said, to equip and nurture them more in the career pathway.
Ithaca is already making plans for Career Exploration Day 2026. If you would like information about participating in future career events at Ithaca, email Monica Kirshner at monica.kirshner@ithaca.k12.wi.us. A majestic sight in western Wisconsin. A Facebook post from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation shows over 40 bald eagles caught by traffic cameras in La Crosse while gathered on the frozen waters of the Black River near French Island. The impressive sight led to several timely comments on the post, one saying that the river should now be renamed the Lake of America.